right. So today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty fascinating. Building AI applications, which I think is something that a lot of people are interested in these days. Maybe you're like prepping for a meeting where there's going to be a lot of tech talk. Maybe you're just trying to like grasp what all this AI buzz is about. Or maybe you just want to know like how these things work, you
Yeah,
know, and
absolutely.
seeing AI applications everywhere. So yeah, let's dive into that. Like, what are the actual fundamental building blocks of an AI application?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it can seem very complex, but actually, at the end of the day, it's a pretty structured process. And it boils down to six key components.
Six.
Models, prompts, knowledge, integrations, tests, and deployment.
All right, so six, that seems manageable. So let's start with the first one, models. I think a lot of people hear the word model and they think of like AI image generation, which could be a little intimidating to people. But what are we really talking about when we say model in this context?
Well, you're right. Model can have a lot of meanings depending on what you're talking about. But in the world of AI applications, we can think of a model as kind of like a sophisticated mathematical function. At its core, that's what it is. And what it does is it translates words into numbers and vice versa. And that's how it allows AI to understand and process language.
So it doesn't actually like understand language like we do. It just sees it as a mathematical.
It's essentially just looking at the mathematical relationships between words, you know, to generate output.
So if a model is basically a mathematical function, how do we like tell it what to do?
Well, that's a great question.
How do we give it instructions?
That's where prompts come into play. So prompts are how we give instructions to the model. And think of it like giving someone directions, but you're giving directions to someone who's very, very literal-minded. Almost like you're explaining something to a toddler. You have to be very specific. And the way you structure your prompts directly impacts what the AI produces.
So it's really important how you phrase your prompts.
Yes.
So we've got the model, we've got the instructions, we're telling what to do. What about like the stuff it uses to actually learn and respond?
That's where knowledge comes in. And this is essentially the base on which the model builds its understanding. So this could be anything from documents to websites to code, you know, whatever is relevant.
Kind of like a search engine crawling the web.
In a way.
So we've got a model that can process stuff. We can give it instructions and it's got this big base of knowledge. But how do we actually make it useful? Like, how do we use it in real life?
Well, that's where integrations become super important. This is how we connect our AI application with the stuff that's already happening in the world, you know, our business systems and platforms. And this is where APIs come in.
APIs, the messengers.
Exactly. They're like the messengers that allow all these different systems to talk to each other.
So, like, I could have an AI chatbot on my website answering customer
Yeah,
questions.
exactly.
So we're really making it practical at this point, not just some theoretical thing. But before we just like set our AI free on the world, how do we make sure that it's actually going to work?
Well, just like any software, you got to test it. And that's where tests come into the picture. And testing is crucial for AI applications because it lets us make sure they're doing what we want them to do in the real world and to prevent any unexpected outcomes.
So we've built it, we've tested it, it's ready to go. How do we actually get it out there?
Well, that's the final step, which is deployment. And this is where we actually get our AI application up and running on a server so people can use it.
All right, so this is sounding a lot like traditional software development, like all the DevOps stuff.
A lot of those principles and tools apply directly to AI development.
That makes sense. So a company could take all their existing workflows and integrate AI right in.
Which makes things much smoother than trying to build something totally new from scratch.
And speaking of things that companies are concerned about when it comes to AI data security, right? That's a big one.
Absolutely. That's top of mind for a lot of people.
So are there ways to address that, especially when you're dealing with sensitive information?
Well, that's one of the great things about open source models. You have total control over where your data is. It doesn't have to be sent off to some third-party system where you don't know how secure it is.
So you're not sending your data to like Google or something like that. Yeah, you're keeping it within the company.
You're keeping it within your own infrastructure.
Okay, so that's a big deal for people who need to be in compliance with regulations and things like that.
Especially for companies that are really concerned about GDPR and those kinds of regulations.
Okay, so as we're kind of wrapping up here, it seems like building AI applications is a really structured process. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got these six building blocks and it utilizes a lot of familiar concepts and practices. And with open source being more and more available, it's really exciting to think about what kinds of innovative applications people will create.
Yeah.
So keep exploring, keep learning. Maybe you'll be the one to build the next big AI solution.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for having me.